There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We were talking earlier about the reasons you should never take work home, and it is very 50-50 on the text, no surprises. Some people think it's fine, some people think it's not. There is an argument for taking work home if you're not stressed by
it. We had one text in earlier saying it should be illegal.
That was a fairly strong opinion, yeah. I thought. So we thought let's talk to an HR expert about this. Amanda White, you may have heard Amanda before on Dubai Eye. She is from Innovative HR Solutions, joins us on the line. Amanda, I haven't spoken to you for a while. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. Good evening, Tim. How are you?
So, fine, thank you. So our battle lines are kind of drawn on this. I quite often take work home. I find that it works for me. NLT doesn't agree with me, which is fine. But are we overworked here? Hence, we are taking too much work home, first of all.
I think, certainly in the UAE, we've got a number of different conditions. We have, obviously, a bit of an economic crisis in the last couple of years. So I think there have been some reductions in staff. My observation is that, you know, there hasn't necessarily been a reduction in workload. Equally, we're kind of in the middle of this time zone hub. So a lot of people in the professional services sector are dealing with counterparts in the US and Europe and Asia. So our day tends to kind of extend in the morning to the later in the evening. So I think we do have some particular factors which make it quite prevalent here. But I do think it's a global phenomenon nonetheless.
Well, it is. But I suppose, I mean, of the last 10 or 15 years, what we've seen is Dubai grow, for example, as a financial centre, not just physically, but also in terms of work mentality. And you pointed out there, we are talking to different markets, so it may well be coming to work later, staying later, but staying a little bit later than we should.
Yeah, absolutely. And or leaving slightly earlier, but of course taking work home, which is where we get onto this subject, you know. And I'm just as guilty, you know. I'll leave slightly earlier, but with the full expectation that I'm going to pick it up later tonight.
But can it end up being a false economy? You think, like you said, you're going home a bit earlier to pick it up tonight, and maybe when you're at home, you're a bit more distracted. You know, it depends what you're doing that evening. Is there always a slot to have a bit of uninterrupted time to get on with the work in the evening, or is it eating into your time? Are you losing quality of time at home by taking it home?
Yeah, and I think this goes back to, you know, as psychologists, when we look at this in terms of how much control do you have over the work, and, you know, are you framing this work for yourself later, or are you actually being asked to do it? You know, how much of this has become mandatory, and how much are you in control of your workload? And actually, that will have a direct relationship or correlation with how you feel about it and your propensity for stress, et cetera, and, you know, your ability to be resilient. You know, if you're feeling that you're being forced to work against your will, then clearly there has been a link between that and stress and that and illness.
And I think most people, Amanda, understand that there is certain times, maybe there's a big project coming up, but like you said, there's a client who is in a different time zone. You know, occasionally you expect that the demands of the job might take you outside office hours. But I still can't help but feeling there can sometimes be an element if you can't get the job done in the hours that you're given at work, is there a problem? Do you need to look at your colleagues and say, well, are they getting the work done in this time, or is everyone going home? Is the problem that we're being given too much work and we need to look at that workload, or is it that I'm working differently to other people and maybe how can I look at improving the way I work?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be an element of that, and there's also going to be, I think, a call on employers to actually think about how they're accommodating this, because if they are having flexible time, for instance, if they are providing some incentives, if, as you say, it's a special project, that's very different from this ongoing relentless work that I'm taking home. So I think as employers also have to think about the way in which we accommodate that, and we make sure that people are compensated, or they feel good about it, they're motivated and they're engaged to do it, rather than, again, feeling that it's been put upon them and actually stressed, annoyed, and ultimately, you know, suffering from a health perspective.
Currently text in, similar to, I think it was Chris earlier on, Amanda, taking work home should be illegal in this era, being billable to justify your utilisation of work, which is a fairly strong opinion. But isn't it really the case now that the 9-to-5 is kind of gone? Aren't we being a little bit old school about this, in that shouldn't we just be able to work whenever we feel we need to, as long as we get the work done? And shouldn't employers, therefore, be empowering their employees and understanding that just because they're not in the office doesn't mean they're not working?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think we should be looking at employers about how we, well, I said earlier about accommodate it, but you know, as you say, how, what does the work profile actually look like? Is this something that we can really do 9 to 5? Actually, do my employees want to be doing it at different times to suit them? And therefore, how can I make that possible so that actually people are still enjoying their life, but it's not encroaching too much on their private time or on their well-being? So I think those are very important considerations for employers. And as you say, I think we've, you know, ever since the, really the dawn of media, you know, the fact that we're now all getting emails to our telephones, we're all probably checking them at some point in the evening, and I'm certainly waking up and looking at my emails and messages to make sure, just to find out what the day is going to be like ahead. So people are far more connected now to work than they've ever been. I think we can't really get away from that now. I know in France, one of the things that they contemplated doing is making it illegal for people to work from home in the evenings in their own time. I don't think, personally, I think that might actually make it more stressful for some than less. Unless everybody's doing it, you know, that might actually make it more stressful. So I wouldn't, I think that's probably quite an extreme position to suggest that it's illegal or it shouldn't be done. But I think employers need to be more aware, perhaps, about how to make it work for them and for their employees.
There is a balance to be struck, isn't there?
Yes,
Amanda,
that's
White.
Right.
Look, it's always good to talk to you. HR experts, that's how we bill you. And well, I think we're billing you correctly from Innovative HR Solutions. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much indeed, Tim. Cheers.
So,
there's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.